Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today we are being joined by the Perry School Superintendent, Clark Wicks. And Clark, really appreciate you taking the time to join me today.
Shaquan, great to be here. Thanks for the invitation.
You are absolutely welcome. And well, let's talk about what happened here at the last school board meeting that took place this past Monday. And, you know, we'll get things started off. I know you're holding it right there, but May is known as School Board Recognition Month. And I know you and the rest of the board are really just great at what you do. And so I'll just let you take the floor.
Thanks, Shaquan. May is the month to honor school board members. And the thing that is kind of cool about all this is, and for this board too, is the extreme dedication, their focus on students, focus on educational excellence, and what's best for our whole Perry Community School, as well as students. And one of the things that they have here, they're a guiding light for student success. And our board is definitely that guiding light and have worked well with, I think, all of our staff. They care about the staff, they care about the community, and they have Perry pride. So we're very fortunate here in Perry, and they don't get a penny. So it's selfless service. And all those people that have been board members, kudos to them, and kudos to our current board and for serving public schools. Very much appreciated.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you for highlighting that. And so really important here. And now as we jump into, you know, the superintendent report, yep. I know you've had several things you wanted to go over, but we'll start off with the summer workout
program. Hey, Mrs. Luderman, our activities director, and our coaches bought in tremendously with the up and coming summer workout program. We really emphasize a lot that we want to have a good competitive culture. We want to have kids that are confident. And the way to do that is to get stronger and quicker. And they've laid out for the board the summer workout as well as the rest of the year, the teamwork involved. And I think they're going to be also having a kind of a lift-a-thon or max out at a cookout in July. So we're going to see how much kids improve. They're going to look for sponsorships. It's going to be exciting. So great job by Mrs. Luderman, the coaches that were there, Coach Hardy, Coach Jolivet, and Coach V. We're extremely excited, and I think it's going to be great for Perry kids.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that. And you can share on professional learning.
Yes. Well, one of the things that we also emphasize is educational excellence. And this month, Mr. Menke and Mr. Marks, middle school teacher, gave just a great presentation on what professional learning communities are, looking at the standards that we want to teach, looking at the data, and then analyzing that data to help those students that are getting it, giving them enrichment, those that are not getting it, offering any kind of other support, reteaching to make sure that kids understand the standards and can continue to have success. So excellent job, and another excellent presentation that we had.
Absolutely. Again, we're speaking here with Perry Superintendent Clark Wicks. And Clark, what else did you want to share from?
Yeah, hey, one other thing. We have IJAG is part of the middle school, 9th and 10th. We have an IJAG instructor, and then 11th and 12th. So we have it throughout the 7th through 12th grade. Emily Nelson, who's the IJAG Region 5 program supervisor, along with Josh V, gave a presentation and highlighted all the work that they do in helping kids, meeting one-on-one, a lot of data or data collection, and then working with businesses here in Perry community. So it's a great program, helps kids to find out what kind of careers that they want to have, and then giving them exposure to that. Great job, Emily Nelson.
Absolutely. Again, we're speaking here with the Perry Superintendent Clark Wicks. And Clark, I know you also wanted to mention something about safety as that continues to be a measure.
Yeah, well, first of all, we had a petition that was given to us, and that was receipted by the board. Just a couple comments. Since the immediate aftermath of January 4th, 2024 shooting at Perry High School, Perry School officials have been working closely with local, state, and federal law enforcement officials on matters concerning the ongoing safety and security of our school community. We have been repeatedly advised that weapon detection systems are error-prone, have high rates of false positives and negatives, and are prohibitively expensive to maintain and staff, and can create a false sense of security. Finally, clear and no backpack policies have been tried in other schools and have been found to have significantly have a negative impact on student well-being as well as the school climate, as well as, one other thing, giving a false sense of security. Please know that our work to foster a safe and secure learning environment in our schools is part of our ongoing work at district leadership. We've been to various conferences with a number of FBI, CIA, other security experts. We've talked to Mike Dorn, security expert, and he has been to many, many different shootings, tragedies, and he has given us some really good advice, and that is you need to solve things from within. So as parents, as grandparents, as community members, and as a school, we have to work as partners to make sure that our school is safe each and every day, and we all have a part of that. And I know that as a school, we try to have people at our one entry. We have law enforcement, and we also meet every month with law enforcement on any red flags that may be popping up. So the whole idea of solving things from a partnership perspective and from within. So we want to continue to do that. And we have to remember one thing. We are a school, and we're not a prison.
Also here, you know, speaking of kind of the safety aspect of everything, mm-hmm. I know you guys are working on another mental health provider.
You bet. We had the Hazel Health Mental Health Online Provider was approved. And what we're trying to do is make sure that kids are taken care of mental health-wise. This is another version, and I think people really like it. So during the summer, if kids are having any issues at all, we'll be rolling out the numbers and what they do for mental health. So that's at Hazel Health Mental Health Online Provider. And again, just trying to do as much as we can to help kids to become confident people and to take care of their mental health.
Thank you so much for sharing about that, Clark. We're winding down the year. Obviously had prom not too long ago. Spring sports kind of coming to the end. There's a lot going on. Summer will be here before we know it.
Yeah, summer will be here, but we're going to have a lot of work to do before that. We have graduation, of course. Senior awards will be this Wednesday. A lot of activities, but the thing that we want to really emphasize is to finish strong and have our best lessons for May.
Absolutely. Again, we've been speaking here with the Perry Superintendent Clark Wicks for our Dallas County Let's Talk program. And Clark, as always, really appreciate you taking the time to join me today.
Absolutely. Hey, thanks for the invitation. As always, thank you for listening in. Let's make it a great day.
Our Dallas County Let's Talk program, always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.